This is Tyler from The Casual Sound. If you like The Casual Sound and you're willing to help us out, please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. It's the single most impactful step you can take to help us reach new audiences, and we'd be extremely grateful. Enjoy the show.
Try to be everything you is a star for blues singers, baby. This is a story for a ship's captain too. You never know just what's around the corner. What pain or pleasure's gonna come at you.
It's gonna
You're listening to The Casual Sound. I'm your host, Tyler Jacobson, in studio with Jake Ryan.
All right, Tyler, Lenny.
That was Marion with the program. Jake Ryan, tell us what's going on with Marion.
Well, there isn't a whole heck of a lot going on with Marion right now. Sadly, Jamie Harding, I don't know if you guys know this, but guy's been a walking train wreck for a long time, but he got sent down for like 2 or 3 years. For starting a fire with his girlfriend's dresses, and they were actually just ready to get started with a bit of a comeback tour. I mean, you know, those tours are kind of in vogue right now, you know, all the Shine On and those type of setups. But yeah, apparently he's, you know, because he's had that spotty record for such a long time that he, when he got into a fight with his girlfriend, he ended up setting these dresses on fire that ended up consuming the actual building itself. So, yeah, he got into a little problem. So we're not going to be hearing too much from them. However, that record is brilliant. That record is brilliant. And even though the guy is a basket case, I just think he emotes so well and his voice is phenomenal. And I don't know. Lenny, you and I were talking. Well, you asked the question, you know, which one do I prefer, the first record or the second?
Right. May it be the first.
Right. And I like the first. I like the first record. First record's great. You know, great rock record. Second record, produced by Johnny Marr. Johnny Marr played a lot on it. In fact, Johnny Marr said it is the most underrated thing that he's ever been a part of. So, you know, wrap your head around that.
So I was listening to this, and you and I have had many a discussion about Marion, your love for them, and I don't want to say disdain. I don't have a disdain for them. I just don't care for them. It's just not my wheelhouse. And so I was listening to that track, and I thought it started out really well, and I like the musician. I like the melody. Just don't like his voice. So I have a hard time with it, because what I want to ask you, Jake Ryan, is how can you be a fan of this band and not be equally as pumped up about Menswear? Because in my mind, it's almost the same thing.
I don't see it that way at all.
I know you don't. I knew that was a non-starter.
But
Lenny's got a Menswear story. Speaking of Menswear,
Not really.
We'll see if any of that actually makes it onto the show.
Well, you know, we've got soccer. We've got some soccer on right now in the background, and it's a little distracting. It's, you know, it's like putting a ball of yarn out and a bunch of kittens. We're just, you know, can't help ourselves.
I just wish we had the video to go along with this so you can see, like, when the question's asked. Yeah, I just bumped in the guy. He turns his head. The back of his head's face on the mic. It's great. All right, so we're getting ready to go into Shed 7, Dirty Soul. There's actually quite a bit of Shed 7 news. Lenny was just telling me that those guys are, I mean, they're doing a sold-out tour right now, right? And not in small venues. Not,
I think right now, is it?
I don't know, but when I looked on their Facebook, it was all just sold-out tags. Now, that could have been from last
December.
Year.
I want to say it's December. Like,
they're a seasonal tour now.
Yeah,
Christmas.
They call it the Shedsember or whatever. Yeah. And it is, and it's big places. They've got, like, I would say that 2/3 to like 3/5 of the venues are already sold out.
Taken out, and they have a
Could be. You know, one of the great things is you know, they have a new record coming out. They have a new record coming out that they've been working on. They went to Spain to record it, and one of the great websites that I like to go to every once in a while to check to see if there are any really good projects is called Pledge Music.
Yeah.
And you go to Pledge Music, and if there's a band out there who's looking to try and kind of DIY it, that's a great place where you can get, like, signed merch and CDs, vinyl, I mean, you name it. House parties, even.
Yeah.
You know, signed lyrics, I mean, things like that. Killer stuff. So, you know, check, give that a go.
All right, and I got kind of a cool announcement to make here, but why don't we wait for a minute? Here's Shed 7 with what's the track?
Dirty Soul.
We'll be right back. is thinking, an equation, no good for nothing. Same old song, what's going on? Calculate, calculate, calculate.
That was Ride with Charm Assault off of the new album Weather Diaries. That segues into the big news that I teased earlier. Yours truly, along with Paul Italiano from Fashion Nation, who got a mention on episode one. He and I are going to be spinning records at the Ride Show here in Denver at Summit Music Hall on September 20th. So that is pretty close to a dream come true. That's pretty amazing news for me.
It's excellent. I mean, we're all going to be there. It's going to be a phenomenal night. Now, you purposely picked some tracks there leading into Charm Assault.
Yeah, Johnny Marr's Generate, which I don't necessarily love that song, but I think Charm Assault is really, really borrows from it in structure, sound. I mean, they're close cousins, right?
Well, I'm sure they all revolve in the same spheres and circles. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we'll let you decide.
Right.
So that was my big news, and again, I'm very excited about that. I can't wait to do that. And as of this recording, which is going to be, broadcast several weeks after it actually happens, but Lenny and I are getting ready to head off to Philadelphia and DC to go see Ride out there. So imagine we will be taking some video from the show out there, and then also recording part of an upcoming episode out there. So I'm pretty excited about that. I've never been to Philly. I've never been to DC. So nice. should be exciting.
All right.
Yeah. So this week, Liam Gallagher, who you may know from Oasis, band from the 90s.
Who?
He has a brother.
Yeah.
His brother that led to this, because his brother is opening for U2, and somebody on Twitter asked Liam if he was going to go and catch the opening act, go to the U2 show and catch the opening act, and Liam said that he would rather eat shit than to listen to U2, and so that got me thinking, and I think that's unfair, by the way. U2 definitely has their moments, and I introduced my son, because my son knows that U2 sucks, right. But he also knows that
You said moments. I think they had their moment.
No. Okay, right. Let me. So right. my son enjoys Uncut Dub off of the Boy album.
Okay.
Great track. I say great a lot. I need to find other words other than great. Yeah. Tremendous track. And so I said, oh, you've got to see Under a Blood Red Sky recorded at Red Rocks.
Right.
You can actually find it on YouTube. And so U2 on YouTube. So when you go on there and you're watching that, and I think they start out with Electric Co as the first song, and that opening note, it sends shivers up your spine. I mean, it's amazing. It's such a great, such a fantastic performance. And then they,
right. Well, we're talking about,
but anyway,
we're talking about Red Rocks though too. I mean, how much does that venue lend to any great musical performance?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, some bands have bad experiences.
Anyway,
yeah.
I think we're devoting way too much time to U2. Let's...
No. Yeah. I want to stay on this. No. Okay. So my question was, and I'm going to open this up to the floor. If you had to... okay, so you're in a room, and there's a stack of CDs, and there's a little nugget of poop. You either have to eat the poop, or you have to listen to the music. What CDs are sitting there, or CD is sitting there, that compels you to go, I think I'm going to eat the poop. So who would you, what shit would you rather, you would rather eat shit than listen to, and then, please, Lenny, fire off.
Hootie, Smash Mouth,
right?
Train,
yeah.
Train's a good
one.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I think we all concur on that. I was going to say Dave Matthews Band.
Oh,
yeah. Right next to The Wedding Present.
Oh,
okay?
Man, no.
Put them in there, and then like anything that, and not necessarily like Jack Johnson himself or John Marr, or not Johnny, John Mayer.
John Mayer,
excuse me. Yeah. But anything of that ilk. You give me any of that, like, sappy, but not even beach rock, but just, I'm sitting on my chair, like trying to pick up chicks at a, at a pub. Just strumming, playing original songs that are garbage, right?
Yes.
Instead of playing covers that everybody can sing along to and have a good time in the pub, no, you're ruining it with your lamentations and just garbage songsmithing. That I would rather, I'd rather choke something down.
See, I guess I'm a little different than you guys because I kind of like all music.
You know what? Let me throw one more thing in there, too. Let me throw one more thing in there. Just about anything that has to use auto-tune, throw that in there, too.
I can get down with that.
Okay.
For me, I've only got a small selection. The band Fun, Walk the Moon, Bon Iver, what is this other one? Milky Chance.
Oh, yeah,
fuck that.
Hey. This list about 50, right? The short one.
Yeah, of Monsters and Men. I have to listen to, I'm subjected to a lot of shitty pop radio, and that's the thing. You hear that crap everywhere.
Right.
And I would actually probably maybe want to eat, at least shit's got a little bit of protein in it. It's like got the, you know, something substantial in it as well as, you know, bacteria that can kill you and things like that. But,
right.
You know, all this music that we hear right now is just going to end up being played at somebody's guilty pleasures night in 25 years.
Right.
Because like, oh, I know it sucked, but it reminds me of my childhood. No, it just sucks. Just right. Like the shit from our childhood mostly sucks. Right. Yeah, so there's a lot of bands like that. And then Van Morrison, Into the Mystic and Brown Eyed Girl. The Outfield, Your Love. You know, Josie on a vacation far away.
I don't know. I'm okay with The Outfield.
Sure, no.
Yeah, I'm okay with The Outfield.
Wait, yeah. Are you guys saying you're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with The Outfield.
No, absolutely not.
No, all right.
Sorry, wrong. You guys are wrong. So you get no points.
One for the ages. It's one for the ages.
And actually, you said wedding presents, so you're wrong twice.
Yeah,
so actually,
no,
we're going to have to.
I am dead right. I'll give you The Outfield if you give me the wedding present.
Absolutely not.
No, then
I
you
will
can
never
forget
seed
it. No way. No
how
way.
Bad that is. It's God. Essentially Jesse's girl.
Poor.
That's our episode.
I don't even want to call him a poor man's Morrissey. They're garbage. God, they're garbage.
Someday, I'm going to turn you around.
That will never happen.
Fat White Family is going to end this episode of The Casual Sound. Lenny, this is one of your picks. Tell us all about it.
I've not seen them. It's supposed to be an amazing live show. Bit of a strange sound, but I think you can make your own minds up on this one.